From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Unseasonably warm temperatures followed by a cold front fueled severe storms in the Midwest today. In northwestern Arkansas, three people were killed when a tornado touched down in the small town of Cincinnati. And St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports storms killed three people in Missouri.
Two women were killed when their mobile home was leveled in south-central Missouri's Dent County. Just north of there in Phelps County, another woman died when her home was destroyed. In suburban St. Louis, Sunset Hills Mayor Bill Nolan says it was a miracle no one in his town was killed.
We have homes totally leveled, probably either damaged or destroyed, maybe 20 homes, wiped out for all practical purposes an entire neighborhood, and only two minor injuries.
The National Weather Service says an apparent tornado touched down on the U.S. Army base Fort Leonard Wood. Nine others are estimated to have touched down in eastern Missouri and southern Illinois. For NPR News, I'm Maria Altman in St. Louis.
As the new year approaches, the flu season is ramping up. Jeff Diamond with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a rising number of flu cases are being reported.
It's starting to spread, and the starting area of it seems to be the southeastern United States.
The CDC urges people who haven't been vaccinated yet to get a seasonal flu shot. Here's a macabre year-end report. Fewer people were executed in the U.S. in 2010. The Death Penalty Information Center says executions were down 12% from last year. But NPR's Kathy Lohr reports some of the change may be due to a shortage of one of the drugs used for lethal injections.
Whether it's concerns about the cost of the death penalty, risks of executing the innocent, or for other reasons, the Death Penalty Information Center says states continue to move away from carrying out executions this year. One reason: dozens of executions were stayed because of problems in getting one of the three drugs used in most states for lethal injections, sodium thiopental. Oklahoma recently received approval to change its method, putting in place a new drug that's been used to euthanize animals. And numbers are down in Texas, which has long led the country in executions. Experts say that's in part because the state adopted a sentence of life without parole in 2005. 35 states have the death penalty. Only a dozen carried out executions this year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Republican Joe Miller says he's ending his fight for Alaska's Senate seat. He conceded today to incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski a day after the state certified Murkowski the winner. Miller beat Murkowski in the GOP primary. He'd been a Tea Party favorite and was favored to win in November. But Murkowski's write-in campaign was an unexpected success. Stocks on Wall Street ended the day and the year narrowly mixed. The Dow gained 7 points to close at 11,578. The Nasdaq lost 10 points, closing at 2653. This is NPR. The former Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky is appealing his conviction on theft and money laundering. Yesterday, a Russian court handed him the maximum sentence, adding 6 years to the prison term he's already serving. Human rights activists and several Western governments believe the case is politically motivated because Khodorkovsky opposed Vladimir Putin when he was Russian president. A smoker who won $8 million against tobacco company R.J. Reynolds in May has been awarded another $4 million. Today, the judge ordered nearly $4 million to cover legal costs. 49-year-old Barbara Izzarelli of Connecticut smoked Salems for 25 years and developed larynx cancer. Today is New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson's last day in office. One of his parting decisions: Old West outlaw Billy the Kid will not be granted a pardon. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, just the possibility of a pardon has drawn international attention 130 years after Billy the Kid's death.
Billy the Kid was a killer. That much is clear. But there was evidence that the Kid, who went by William Bonney but was really Henry McCarty, had been promised a pardon way back when. New Mexico territorial governor Lew Wallace reportedly agreed to the pardon if Bonney testified in another murder case. The Kid fulfilled his end of the bargain, but the record suggests Wallace reneged on his promise. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson asked for public comment before granting the pardon. Comment was slightly in Billy the Kid's favor, although descendants of Pat Garrett, the sheriff who shot and killed the Kid, objected. Richardson agreed with them and didn't grant the pardon. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.